Right, you're back with the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. And for our last segment of the show, this segment is being brought to you by Chartered Accountants of South Africa, leaders in business. I spoke to Gerinda Engelbrecht, Project Director at SAICA, regarding their currently underway Top 35 Under 35 competition, a very interesting competition that certainly highlights some of the emerging business leaders in our country, which are all members of SAICA. And this is what Gerinda described to me a little bit earlier today.
So we wanted to create a platform for younger CAs to give them recognition for all their hard work and the amazing things they've done. And we find that through this competition, it's in the fifth year running, we are able to do that. There are so many young CAs that are changing lives, that's driving innovation in their companies. And through this, we can showcase that to the world, basically.
So I know that your membership consists of a broad swathe of chartered accountants operating in various sectors of public and the private sector. Just tell us, who is the competition open to, and what are some of the criteria in terms of what you're looking for from these contestants when they submit their applications?
So the competition is open to anyone that's a SAICA member. So you have to have finished your trainee contract and do something amazing, and not just entrepreneurs that started an amazing business that's successful, but also someone in a corporate environment. Maybe they've implemented a project that's driving profitability in their organization, or someone in the public sector that's really making change, or it's just someone that's a little bit different, exceptional people. So it's basically open for any CA to enter, and it's not just those who do publicly big things, but also those that drive change in a smaller way.
Okay, so they've got to be chartered accountants, yes. As in the full sense of the accreditation, so no longer trainee accountants. Do they have to be involved in some sort of accounting work or financial work, or can they be, for instance, can it be someone who's started perhaps an NGO and that's doing something incredible in the world of philanthropy?
Yes, of course, it can be someone like that. So I think what sets this competition apart is that it's not, you don't just have to be an auditor or do accounting as your day-to-day job. You can do anything. But you have to be involved in a CSI project. And I think this is what sets it apart. We don't just want the successful people. We want to have someone with heart that gives back to the community. So a lot of these finalists and previous finalists, they either run their own CSI project, or they're involved in a project in their community, or they mentor people. And it's nice for us to see that while they're successful, they also change those around them's lives.
Okay, great. So tell us, take us through the application process. Do the applicants themselves submit the applications, and then tell us how SAICA processes them?
So you can either do a self-entry, or someone can nominate you. Basically, we ask leadership skills, how you innovate in your business, how you change people's lives, questions like that. And then once the entry closes, we have a panel that sits and goes through all of those hundreds of entries and literally just takes out the ones that really stand out. It obviously goes through a sifting process until we reach the 35.
Those 35, tell us what happens next.
Those 35 are obviously just checked by our legal department to ensure that there's no judgments against them and that they comply to the professional code of conduct of SAICA. And then we announce our top 35 finalists then. It's a wonderful day and they're all very excited. And then we go through a process of profiling them and basically introducing them to our members, but also the general public.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. And then we've got a full 2 day of judging with different business leaders and CAs that's in very senior roles, where each person then gets interviewed on a one-on-one basis with all the judges. And they then decide who's the winner after a lot of deliberation.
So do they get to a shortlist of 35 people for that last leg, and then they what happens in the final iteration of the competition is that they are then ranked from 1 to 35? Is that what happens?
No, we don't rank them from 1 to 35. We select category finalists. So we've got categories of entrepreneurship, corporate, public sector, academia, and people that's in practice. So, and then we've also got an innovation award. So people will be winners in those respective categories, and out of those category winners, the overall winner will be chosen.
All right, great. Now, when is that competition closing?
The entries close on 31 May.
Okay, all right, so 31 May. And then just give us a little bit of a profile, Gerinda, around some of the kind of past winners of the various categories of the award.
I'll give an example of one of the entrepreneurs that that really are a wonderful example of how amazing these youngsters are. Gavin Lucas, he was the winner in our first year that we did this competition. So he started a company called Storage. And I'm not sure if the listeners will know this, but it's all over Johannesburg and Cape Town and Pretoria, this red storage facilities. And he started that as a trainee accountant many years ago because he saw the gap in the market when he wanted to store some of his old furniture and he couldn't find space. That's professional and that was, for him, nice to go to. So they did a lot of research, see what is happening overseas, and started the first one, opened the first storage facility in Cape Town. Now, after many years, that is a company that's worth billions. They are listed on the JSE, and it's just grown into this very big company. But what makes Gavin so special is he's got such a heart for his business. He runs it with his family, and they give back to the communities wherever there are facilities available.
Okay.
And
so
then another, yes.
Yes, sorry, go ahead for another component. That would have been the entrepreneurial category, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. And then we had our public sector winner 2 years ago was Wasim Karim. And he is now the CEO of the National Youth Development Agency. But what makes Wasim so amazing is that he, when he was appointed as the CFO at that stage of that agency, they had hundreds of millions in irregular spending, and he was basically tasked by their board to clean up and get a clean audit within 3 years. And Wasim actually, while he was being fighted and being got a lot of criticism within the organization when he tried to do that from other role players, he actually managed to clean to get the National Youth Development Agency a clean audit after only 1 year. And now today, he is the CEO and is actually one of the younger CEOs in South Africa.
That was Gerinda Engelbrecht, Project Director at SAICA. Remember, the segment was brought to you by Chartered Accountants of South Africa, leaders in business. And that brings us to the end of the SAFM Market Update. I trust you've enjoyed the time with us. I'll be back at the same time tomorrow, 6 p.m. Cheers for now.